money, tithing, giving, ownership, possession, life. God has shown us many things in His Word. He has given us a wonderful book, and in it are many truths and many commands, and we are instructed out of it. But the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, not by the letter of the law that kills. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. And after a while, Abraham came along, who was the father of faith. And then Moses, who gave the law to the Jews. The Old Testament is basically the law. We get to the New Testament, and we have Jesus, who is the Father's Word manifest in the flesh, saying that unless you forsake all, you cannot be His disciple. The Old Testament, the tithing was for the Jews. In Acts, we have the Council of the Apostles coming to a decision that the Gentiles should not be put under the law. And we have Paul, who doesn't speak to us as though we should tithe, and gives us some wonderful instructions as to giving according to our increase, and without compulsion, not being put under compulsion, and having nobody stick a plate in your face and say, give. We're not under the law, never were. Gentiles never were under the law. The world is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If you are the Lord's, then His heart is your heart. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. If you are the Lord's, you have been given the ministry of reconciliation of mankind back unto God. And your heart is His heart. And you put your shoulder to His plow because you're dead. You are dead in your sins and trespasses against God. And you're unfit to live in His sight. And so, since He couldn't fix you, He killed you at Calvary with His Son. And then He raised you again in the power of His Son's Spirit living in you as Lord. And your life is now one with His life. And your life's work is His life's work, for He is your Lord, if He is your Lord. Then you will do the works of Christ. Because He said, them that believe on Me, they will do the works I do. The first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And that includes everything you are and everything you have. Those are guidelines. That's the law. And if the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, then you will perform the law. Not because it is the law, but because of His life, He performs the law. Does that mean we should tithe? It means that we should do what the Father tells us to do. For them that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If God wants you to tithe, tithe. If He wants you to give 20% or 50%, do what He says. If He wants you to give a dollar, give a dollar. If he wants you to give everything, give everything. But be led by the Spirit, not by the letter of the law. For the letter of the law kills, but the Spirit of the law gives life.